Hello, welcome to the Girl and Duck podcast. I'm Jen Storer, acclaimed children's book author and chief inspirationalist. That's not a term I made up. At girlandduck.com, creative writing, creative life. At Girl and Duck, I take you on a journey from exploring the art of kidlit creation right through to mastering the art of kidlit creation. To find out more about the courses and products that I offer, pop over to the website. You're bound to find inspiration and support and something to absolutely love over there. That's www.girlandduck.com. But in the meantime, stick around because we've got lots to talk about. I'm having a Girl and Duck Day today. I'm thinking a lot about you, dear listener and dear reader. I've just spent the last couple of hours writing a newsletter. I write a newsletter kind of sort of every 2 weeks, depending on what's been going on. I try to do it every 2 weeks. Every second Thursday, I write a newsletter. If you're interested in my newsletters and you'd like to receive them, then hop on my mailing list. The link's in the bio, the link's on the website, the link's everywhere. Just join my mailing list and you will be sure to get my newsletters. And they're fun. People love them. They really do. And I love writing them. I try to keep them really down to earth and honest and authentic. And so I divide them up. My newsletters, I do a This Writing Life section where I talk about everything that's going on with my work and my writing. And in that zone, I try to be helpful and offer suggestions and or maybe answer questions that have come by me in the last 2 weeks. Just think about different issues around creative writing that I want to talk about. So I do that in the This Writing Life section. And then I do a Cottage Diaries section where I talk about what's going on at home. And lots of pictures in that. More pictures than words, more like a picture book. So photos of the garden, photos of the cats, photos of anything in the house. If I've painted a room or got some pretty flowers or read a new book, any of that sort of stuff. Just chit-chat from the home front. That's Cottage Diaries. So, writing the newsletters is fun and it helps me to connect with everyone, especially when I have days where I'm not. Hang on, I've got to have a sip of my coffee. When I'm not on social media much, I like to reconnect this way. It's really, really cool. I'm also doing this podcasty thing pretty free fall. I'm just sort of sitting on the couch having a coffee after having written my newsletter. Takes me hours to write the newsletters. Honestly, I am the slowest writer in Christendom. I'm such a pedant. I mean, I know that my stuff comes across all lighthearted and la-di-da-di-da, but it's actually not. I spend a lot of time crafting my blog posts and my newsletters and rewriting and going back over and, you know, adding links and shuffling things around and putting photos and taking photos out and all that kind of stuff. So my newsletters can take me. Sometimes they take me up to 6 hours to write a newsletter. This morning I'm really super proud because I did my newsletter in, I haven't counted up how many hours, but I started at around 8 this morning and it's about 11:30 now. So that's kind of a record for me. I must have just been in the heat of the moment. I don't know. So anyway, what was I saying? I've completely lost track of what I was saying. Something about writing and being caught in the moment, wasn't it? I can't remember. Anyway, there is something that is on my mind though. So I talked about this in my newsletter, how I'm taking a break from my novel at the moment that I'm working on, and that's part of because I'm near the end. And I always think when you're near the end of a novel, you need to, small hiccup there. I had to rush down to the shops to get the car. The card died, the battery died, And also, the little cat was just so distressed because we ran out of kitty crack, you know, that kibble stuff. She loves it. And she is a growing kitty, I suppose. So I had to run down to the shops and get some kibble, and I also had to charge the battery on this. So I have no idea where I was, but I think I was talking about endings and ending books and novels and stuff like that, what I have written about in my newsletter this week. And the thing is that I have discovered over time that it's really important to pull back as you get near the pointy end of your book or your story. This goes for short stories too. If you're writing junior fiction, it's just as important. The whole thing about crafting an entire story, one of the keys to crafting stories is time. You know, we do get swept up in the frantic, you know, the image of the frantic author just pouring out, you know, a novel overnight, or the Stephen King sort of story of when he wrote Carrie off his face on coke, of course. But, you know, don't quote me on that, but I think it's pretty, I think he freely admits it in his book On Writing, which you need to read if you haven't read it. So anyway, this myth of, you know, the whole thing pouring out all at once, it is a bit of a myth, and it is easy to get sucked into that and think that we should be able to work really quickly and frantically and, you know, whilst under the spell of inspiration. But the hard truth is that writing a book is actually just really hard work, and it takes time. And we're not failing if we need to take time and take a lot of time. Just as I said to you earlier, it can take me at least six hours to write a newsletter. You know, it's just, it is what it is. It just takes time. And to do something well, you need to give it thought, and thought takes time. And it's also about looking at things from other angles, because usually the first solution to anything is the top of the head solution. You know, it's what comes to you first comes to everyone first, basically. You know, the first idea, the first thought, the first way of solving a problem for your protagonist is usually the first thought that would come to anyone who's writing it or creating it or drawing the image. You know, I'll just draw it from this perspective, and I won't think any more deeply about it. I won't think about the other angles, the four dimensions of the story, of the character, of the image. So that takes time. And when we near the end of a project, we're usually getting pretty tired. Even if we love it, even if we're passionate about it, this fatigue kicks in and we're like, oh, just get this over and done with. Just get it over and done with. And we start to hurry. And that's when we realize that we're starting to hurry, we're starting to really push or strive, that's when we need to step back. And that's where we need to forget the other myth about writers write every day. No, that is not necessarily the truth. You can step back from your work. You can step back for a while. I'm not saying step back for a day. I'm saying you can step back for a week, 2 weeks. You'll know when rumination time, percolation time, has slipped into procrastination. You'll know it. Like, seriously, you don't need me to tell you how to identify that, you know? You're a human being. You get it. You're intuitive, all right? You know when you're procrastinating versus when you're genuinely taking a break. So take a break. Take a break when you start to feel yourself hurry. Take a break when you start to feel that, you know, you just want to get this over and done with. And take a break and let your subconscious do some work. Let it, while you're going about your daily life and having this beautiful rest time, you're not forcing yourself to think about what's going to happen next. You're letting it flow through you. And then when you come back to the work, you'll be refreshed and rested, and you'll see new solutions, and you will have refueled your tank so that you will have the energy to craft a really effective, interesting ending. I recently read for the first time Margaret May's book. I was talking about it in the duck pond. Margaret May's book, The Changeover. Absolutely stunning. I just loved it so much. Although, you know, from a modern perspective, I was busting to get in there and edit out some of those exclamation marks. what was going on there? Anyway, the exclamation marks I found very jarring because I kept thinking the characters were shouting or saying something exciting, but they kind of weren't. So it was very odd. It just shows how trends in punctuation change. Another thing that I do talk about a lot, punctuation is very important to the quality of your work. You must never overlook it. It's a very important tool. The Margaret May book, Changeover, absolutely stunning. Stunning to the point where I kept interrupting himself, who was reading his own thing, to read out lengthy passages from it because it's just such an incredible book. But what really struck me was how much time she took with the ending. There was no hurrying Margaret May when it came to winding up that book. She did it over a number of chapters. It didn't just sort of reach the climax and then, you know, tie up a few loose ends. There were a number of chapters following that the climax, so they would have taken a long time to write. A lot of thought, a lot of energy went into those final chapters. And so that's a good example of seeing a writer really, you know, someone like her at the top of their game who writes so incredibly beautifully, taking their time as they come towards the ending, as they wrap up the story. So that's the kind of thing that I wanted to talk about today, thinking about giving yourself time, giving yourself permission to stop, down tools, walk away, have a break. It's all part of the process. It's not a failure. It's part of the process. What else did I want to mention to you today? Oh, the other thing I wanted to talk about was how much I've been appreciating podcasts lately. I'm not a big podcast person, mainly because as a writer, I can't stand noise around me when I'm writing. I can't even have music on. I write in silence, unless, of course, I'm in a cafe. Then I'll often seek out white noise, background noise, but actual music or a podcast or anything like that, no, I can't. There's no way that I can engage with anything else except what I'm writing. So my days when I'm really heavily into writing are quite silent. And there's not a lot of time for exploring podcasts and stuff like that. However, on this current break from writing, I've been illustrating. So I've started work on my very first picture book as an illustrator. Even that, saying that out loud, feels like some massive confession. It's taken me a long time to get the courage to actually do this. So what I did was I just selected a picture book of my own that was rejected some years ago, and I've decided to just sit down and illustrate it for the pleasure of doing it, but also to learn, because I felt like I realized I've been doing art classes and drawing and painting and doing all this stuff for at least 20 years. One of my first formal art classes was I sort of gave myself an art class for my 40th birthday, and I'm 61 this month. So I've been at it for a long time, and I just sort of thought, Jen, when are you going to actually do the thing? When do you think you're going to be good enough to do the thing? And I remembered that thing, start before you're ready. I just realized I would never feel like I was ready. I had so many excuses about why I couldn't do this thing. It's this dream, why I couldn't accomplish this dream. You know, I can't draw, I don't know, aeroplanes, or I can't draw tractors, or, you know, I felt like I had to be able to draw everything before I tried to illustrate a picture book. It was like bizarre. When am I ever going to be able to draw everything? When is anybody on the planet going to be able to draw everything just off the top of their head? It's ridiculous when you lay it bare. But anyway, these are the sorts of things that were ticking around in my subconscious, blocking me from having a go. somewhere along the line, I finally tapped into my courage and finally had that revelation that, you know what, if you just sit down and do it, that's when you'll learn. It's what I've taught all the time in Girl and Duck. Everybody, I say to them, write a book. Don't wait. Write a book, because in writing the book, you learn. The book teaches you way better than me or any other textbook on creative writing or any writing class or writer's critique group. It's the book that's teaching you. It's the experience of doing it that lays bare what you don't know about yourself as a creator. So that's what's been happening as I create this picture book. It's been the best fun. I've just learnt so much, and I'm only up to, I think, the fifth spread. I can't remember off the top of my head, but I'm really, really early into the actual story, and rewriting the story as I go and jumping around and doing all sorts of things and having so much fun. But while I'm doing that, I'm listening to podcasts. Not all the time, because I'm a big fan of my beloved Triple R, so I listen to Triple R a lot. But I also occasionally want something else. And so I've been listening to podcasts and really appreciating how soothing they are, and how it's a great pleasure to just kick back and work on your art and listen to somebody chat. And even if then what they're saying is not particularly profound, it's like having a girlfriend there chatting away to you, or a friend of any description, gender, or anything like that. It's just really nice to have another person in the room with you chatting away. And so I've been enjoying podcasts. And that, coupled with another couple of letters that I've had of people who say they enjoy the Girl and Duck podcast, that's inspired me to pick up the microphone today after I finish my newsletter. Oh, that's it in a bundle, I suppose. It's, as I said, it's been a Girl and Duck day, and it's time now for me to go cook a bit of lunch. I am actually going to cook something. And then this afternoon I will get those illustrations out again, because I really want to redo one of them before I move forward. I'm never one to push forward when I know that there's something that needs to be fixed. I like to backtrack. It's just what I do. I do it with writing, and it looks like it's something I do with illustrating as well. There's one spread that really needs to be entirely reworked. So I think I'll tackle that one this afternoon and see what I can do. But I will make another podcast about what I've learned in this experience of illustrating my very, very first picture book, because I think a lot of experienced illustrators would forget these sorts of revelations that I've been having, because they're so basic, but they're so important. So I will cobble together some other kind of podcast about that at some point. But for now, it's lunchtime. Thanks for hanging out with me today. If you want more ducky goodness, pop over to the website www.girlandduck.com, or you can find me on Instagram at Jen E. Storer, J-E-N-E-S-T-O-R-E-R. Bye for now.